Split Ends, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. It's 7:45. It is Tuesday morning. We'll play the pressure test coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. $1,000 cash on the line. This show gets hijacked quite often. We get sidetracked.
And then some.
When we're going to talk about something, something else pops up and we just go in that direction instead. Toys, folks. We're talking about toys now.
We started off with the Miniland toys.
Well, let the children play. I was just reading this. They've got their tea time. It's happening on Thursday from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. on the 5th of September at the Let the Children Play toy shop in Victoria Street. Tickets $15. All the details at triplem.com.au. But I found out that they have plenty of these Miniland dolls in stock. Plus, we're giving one away on Triple M. These Miniland dolls are very, very popular. They're sold out across Australia.
Yeah.
Ali has them here in stock.
Well, good on you, Ali. Well done for getting those, snaking those. But we started talking about some of the ones that we grew up with.
Mm.
I got to admit, I had a glowworm, which I couldn't get rid of.
What is a glowworm?
It's this worm, and it's got, like, his pyjamas on. He's got, like, the nightcap, and you press the button, like, you press his stomach, and his face lights up. So it's like a nightlight type of thing.
Oh, my God. I'm just imagining Dave now cuddling into his glowworm.
It was about as tall as me, too, at the time.
13, 27, 10. We want to know the toy of your childhood. What was it for you?
Doug and Rosella, what's the toy for you, mate?
Oh, mate, years ago I had this old WWF wrestling ring toy.
Oh, with the ring and everything?
Yep, and she sadly burned.
Why? What did you do to it?
I tried to do Kane's pyro when I was 9 years old.
Okay. And it probably didn't turn out for the best, I'm assuming.
No, it almost caught the curtains.
Okay, that's probably not great. See?
There's another story altogether.
I was gonna say, maybe when toys went wrong.
Shikari.
Was it WWE?
Oh, it would have been WWF back then.
Okay.
Shikani's in Eton. How are you doing?
I'm going good.
All right. Your toy of choice when you were younger?
A troll doll.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember those? Troll dolls. Now, did you have the small one that goes on your pencil or the big ones?
I had the big ones and the small ones.
Okay.
You were a troll doll fan, weren't you? If you got both of them.
Yes, I was a troll doll fan from the age of 5.
Wow.
I'm 18 now.
Okay.
Here's the question for you. Did you actually put the hair up or did you try to comb it back down?
Hair always goes up.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Because you got to rub it. Isn't it the hair that's the good luck thing?
Yes, the hair has to be up or it's bad luck if it's down.
Yeah.
There's
did
the
you
problem.
Ever get your hands on one of the... Because you remember at one stage, you could get the fairy troll dolls? Like like it was the skin was kind of fairy?
I've got 600 of the...
Jesus.
You still have them?
600 of the ones that are called Zells. They're the same troll dolls. I have one that's glow-in-the-dark, from glow-in-the-dark metallic. The one has unicorn wings. One has normal butterfly wings that glow-in-the-dark. And it's brand new in a box. And it costs over $1,000 to purchase.
Oh, my God! Did you ever want somebody to look after your troll doll collection for you if you go away? Or I'm happy to look after that for you. Thanks for the call there. They were the really popular ones, those trolls. They made a TV show. There was a movie about the trolls as well.
Yeah.
So good.
I wonder if they're still around.
Oh, man.
If you can still get them.
Got any toys from your childhood that you're remembering this morning? 13, 27, 10. Or go to our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. It's 12 to 8.